This is a reflection based on the first reading of March 1st, 2023, from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Reluctance. God sent prophets to various cities over the centuries, and they didn't have to be Israelite cities. Even though God had chosen the Israelites as his people, he still had an interest in the rest of the world. He gave most a chance to turn away from evil doing and follow his precepts, turning to the one true God. Prophets were generally treated badly by the populations they came to warn, some even killing the prophet. No one wanted to hear such a pronouncement from a prophet. Repent or be destroyed. Jonah knew all of this, and when God called him to go to Nineveh, a huge city in Assyria, a city belonging to enemies of the Israelites, he said no to God. Jonah didn't want any part of saving these enemies. He took off in the opposite direction, hoping to escape God so he didn't have to go to Nineveh. Jonah had some pretty strange adventures, being shipwrecked and swallowed by a whale, spit out after 3 days, and being miraculously rescued, and ending up where he began. Jonah, realizing he can't shirk this duty, finally goes to Nineveh. But he lets God know he is not happy about it. Nineveh is a huge city, which takes 3 days to travel all the way through. He travels just one day, preaching God's message, "Repent or be destroyed." When people start to listen and begin to repent, the king hears of this, and he declares the whole city will fast and wear sackcloth and ashes. God, seeing the people were sincere in their repentance, spares the city. Jonah, learning of this, is very angry that Nineveh will not be destroyed and rails at God. "Oh Lord, is this not what I said while in my own country? I knew that you were a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, abounding in kindness, repenting of punishment." Repent in sincerity, as the Ninevites did. That is the message I take from this reading. I myself am reluctant to seek and ask forgiveness. As I've gotten older, it has become more difficult to go to the sacrament of reconciliation. It's not because I have huge sins to confess, but because I've realized what a big deal this sacrament really is. It was so much simpler to go to confession when I was a child. I would list my sins. I was mean to my brother, was usually at the top. And then a quick penance, and I was good to go for another week. But now I know that I should be examining my conscience, that I should take stock of not just my sins, but also all the things I didn't do, sins of omission. I guess I'm afraid that I am just not worthy of God. Confessing is calling attention to my weaknesses and flaws. And am I just imagining it if my priest looks at me differently? These are some of my insecurities. Last Sunday, our priest asked the community, "If you could describe God in one word, what would it be?" He got lots of answers, Father, Creator, etc. The first word that came to me was love. As I meditate on the cross set up in our worship space for Lent, it reminds me of the deep and abiding love God has for us. Jesus was the means to our reconciliation with God, which is the most important state we can be in. Sin separates me from him, and that is the last thing I want. What Jesus sacrificed goes beyond words into the only language we need to understand, the language of the love God has for us, the love he asks us to then send out into the world. Be the light. Your sister in Christ, Kate Sanderson.